from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the huge difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. What's up? It's Rob. Big Suk's out today, back Tuesday. We got Buckley over there who claims to be busy, so I'll take it from here. Ryan,
you can have the ball, point guard.
Well, listen, I've got some music we need to talk about because ESPN released a new SEC on ABC theme song, and I want to play it for you here on Sports Radio if I can find it.
Yeah, it's on your page where you were singing that same one.
Oh yeah, okay. So, well, this one.
So I've got your top five there, and then yeah. The below I've got the two
yeah,
others.
Yeah, no, I got you. This one came, I'm going to play this one first. It is Jelly Roll, and this came out a couple weeks ago, and I think it fooled us that this was going to be the new ESPN college football song, but they're calling it an anthem.
Yeah, and they've had these before, or at least like last year, Monday Night Football did one with like Blake Shelton or something like
yes.
that. They're, I mean, it's one of those. It's like their song of the season, kind of.
So they're
not their theme.
They're not the theme songs. They're the anthems, and that's this one from Jelly Roll.
It is back,
and we thought maybe this
the
was
the most electrifying thing.
This was what they were going to use.
Era of college football.
I light every bridge I see, and just to watch it burn. You seen all the hell I seen, it make your stomach turn, I think you know.
We introduce the next head football coach.
We got a potential superstar on our right. hands.
We ain't coming no more.
We back!
This place is gonna rock!
I could tell some stories now, some things you won't believe.
Okay.
14 to 12.
College football is completely different.
We're gonna see a lot of unexpected things happen.
I might hurt a little.
How do we feel about this?
It takes a little to get going. I think the chorus by the end is okay, but
yeah, that's how I give.
Okay, so that's their new anthem.
All right,
that's ESPN's new anthem. Get by Jelly Roll, ESPN. Okay, so today, or maybe it was yesterday, I don't know. I just caught it today. They actually introduced the new theme song for the SEC on ABC, which will be weird to watch. The SEC on ABC. So this is ESPN. Releasing this, and they say it is a throwback. They are revamping an old song. See if you can figure out what they're using here. Okay, I mean, it almost sounds like the NCAA theme.
It's like they conflated a couple different themes. It's like
it almost sounds like the college basketball theme, but it's not. It's the old
had a baby with CBS SEC and CBS. Yeah.
So this is ESPN's old theme song, and they just I don't know. They had an orchestra do it or something. It sounds very old school. But that's what they're going with. And it's, you know, pretty good. It's okay. I mean, there's a lot of good theme songs out there. And that's why, right now, live on the radio, I want to give you my top five sports theme songs, okay? I've got them right here. Now, this is definitive. You can't argue with this. You just have to trust me. Number five. Sorry, I had to throw in golf.
I mean,
come on, dude. It's
I think you could make this top three.
It's iconic.
It is. The only thing about it is it, because it's golf, it's not supposed to bring the same sort of like excitement and juice, but it is the perfect,
it's just perfect
stage setter for Augusta and the Masters.
CBS Masters theme, number five. Number four.
Oh, turn me up. Turn me up.
High T. Come on, this is classic. This is Monday Night Football ESPN. But oh, I think this has always been the Monday Night Football song, hasn't it? Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, we like that.
Number four. Number three. Perhaps a little recency bias here because we just got done with the Olympics, but come on, dude.
This one has always felt the most epic, the most grand in scale, the most theatrical.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
Also iconic.
Feels ancient, kind of like those Gregorian monks.
Yeah. Somebody, so we had a Gregorian monk music segment yesterday. There was a listener that really liked it and thinks we should get into didgeridoo techno.
Oh, okay.
About that.
I don't know about that, but we can give it a shot.
So number three is the Olympics on NBC. Okay, top five sports theme songs. Number five, CBS Masters. Number four, Monday Night Football on ESPN. Number three, Olympics. Okay, number two. Come on. This gives me goosebumps, actually. It really does. Of course, this is CBS March Madness. I could do One Shining Moment, but that's not really a theme song. But that also gives me goosebumps. And that goes back to my roots, you know, growing up Kansas fan. This makes me nervous, actually, hearing this, because when the tournament starts, Kansas fans inevitably get nervous. And you start hearing this music, and it's like, oh, God, we're going to lose. So that's number two. And
you don't think, oh, my God, we might win another national championship. No. You think, oh, my God, we're going to lose.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Dude, we have scar tissue for days, bro. You should know that. And number one. This is my number one sports theme song. Dude, it's not even close. I freaking love this.
The buildup is awesome.
God, it's so good. The horns, the drums.
It fits in sports so perfectly. It fits football and college great.
I think it's iconic as well. This is SEC on CBS.
Yeah. Now, I do think that your list had one glaring omission.
Okay. What is it? Oh, I know what you're going to play. You're going to play Boys of Fall. Yeah.
Dude. When, like, early 90s NBC triple header. I know that people are, like, nostalgic. This thing rips.
I don't think it does.
Yes, it does.
I don't think it does.
It does.
Does that rip? Yeah. 503-864-6326. That doesn't rip.
Yes, it does.
It's John Tesh, which helps because he's awesome. Yeah. Why was this not on the list?
Well, it's more of an anthem than it is a theme song.
You know what else I liked? You don't have it on here because it didn't make the top five, but MLB on Fox is great.
I kind of don't remember that one off the top of my head. I can find it.
See if you can pull that up. MLB on Fox is really good. Another honorable mention would be NFL on Fox and NFL on CBS. Both good themes and very iconic. But again, you know, I watch a lot of NFL, so I just think those are great. So screw you if you don't like my list. Yeah, a lot of people agreeing with you. It rips. This is MLB on Fox. This is great.
Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah. Can you pull up NFL on Fox?
I can.
and maybe NFL on CBS, and then we'll get out of here. Somebody says, great five, wrong order. Olympics, then Masters, then Monday Night Football. Yeah, it's hard to argue with that Olympics theme. It had to be in there. And so, you got to make tough choices on a list like this. Yeah, but the SEC, so now that the SEC, because we played this one. This is the new SEC on ABC theme. I don't know, does the SEC now not being on CBS change this? Is this now the Big Ten theme?
Because I don't know.
The Big Ten's on CBS.
Someone needs this theme, but if it's not the SEC, SEC folks are going to be livid.
Yeah, if they don't...
That's ours, you can't take it!
No, you're so right. Like, if they do away with that theme, that's a
travesty.
It's
too good to be done away with, but it also can't be taken from them.
Yeah, it can't just be... it's got to be the SEC.
It's kind of like the NBC, or the NBA and NBC one that just had to go away for a while and now is coming back. All right, here's your NFL on Fox theme.
Okay, this is good. Tough to leave this out.
Yeah.
Tough to leave that out. I think of Joe Buck. I think of cold weather. I don't know when I hear that. And then you have NFL on CBS. Another great one.
Yeah, it's coming next.
Yeah, the people overwhelmingly agreeing with you on the NBA theme. Didn't make my list. Sorry.
You don't need to be sorry.
Well, I am kind of. But I did consider it. I mean, I went through. I take my list seriously. I went through all of these and.
All right, here's CBS. I think that Fox is far superior, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. Bump 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 bump.
It's very memorable. Yeah. Like the bump bump. That part is kind of iconic, but the Fox one is better.
Yeah. It's good. Not top five. So it sounds like the only controversy here is the NBA theme. Perhaps some people would, and again, maybe this comes back to just my love of golf, but maybe the Masters theme is off, and you NBA guys grew up in Blazer Town, maybe throw in John Tesh. I don't know. I'm okay with that for your own list. Not this badass list.
Your list was pretty good.
Yeah, I took it seriously. Okay, coming up next, Friday, would you like it to be the Friday Taint Tickler or the Friday Grundle Thumper?
I think Grundle Thumper is far too fun. Let's go with that.
Yep, I agree. Friday Grundle Thumper is next on The Fan. Yes, I went and looked it up just to make sure we were disseminating correct information. The SEC moving to ABC will have this theme. It's the new one ESPN released. And Big Ten on CBS will have this. So when Oregon and Ohio State tee it up on CBS, dude, how tight will your sports pants be when this starts?
Very.
And they show Lanning and everybody running out from under the tunnel, and you're getting ready to kick off against Ohio State at Watson. I mean, dude, come on. Come on.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
So the theme song is actually CBS's, and it is synonymous with the SEC because it's so good, and the SEC's been on CBS for years. But the network said that they are keeping the song. So the Big Ten... So you're going to see Akron, Ohio State this weekend, and you're going to hear that song for Akron, Ohio State.
Love it.
Which is going to be weird.
Well, I mean, I like that it's still live, I guess.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Also on CBS on Saturday night, UCLA, Hawaii. Does that feel weird going into the big UCLA, Hawaii game?
I guess at the same time, I know that I associate that with the SEC, but I also, if like I'm in another room, that just means college football.
On.
So like it's not going to be too jarring when the teams don't quite match. It's still going to be football music leading to football.
Is there a person you think of when you hear that? Because there is for me.
I mean, it's probably the Tebow Gators.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I think of Vern Lundquist.
Oh, okay.
I think
of like the opening montages. I don't know. For me, it's more like there's the ABC, the ESPN ABC has theirs, and I think of like Keith Jackson a lot with that. But I don't necessarily go with Vern. I love Vern, but
yeah, it always takes me right to the broadcaster. All right, time now for our Friday Grundle Thumper. All right,
let's thump it.
Well, I've got a couple things. You forwarded this on to me. I thought it was fascinating. The Arizona Cardinals of the NFL would like you to rent a casita at their stadium.
Not your typical casita.
Yeah. Well, casita is Spanish for house.
Little house.
Little house.
I mean, casa being house. I took 7 years of Spanish.
I clearly don't know my Spanish. Anyway, they have put these together. I don't know how many of them there are. I think, is there only one? It's a, they unveiled.
I think they have a couple, but I wasn't clear.
So it's a field level luxury casitas. Or is it casita?
Casita. Singular.
Casita. 20 tickets, 10 parking passes, food and alcohol all included. And you guys should go look up the pictures. It's basically your living room at the stadium.
What they did is they took the concept of basically having people over to your house for the game with like a living room set up and also an upstairs deck set up.
So you can watch the live game upstairs.
From the deck. Or you can watch in the living room on the TV.
Yeah, you can go downstairs. They have a TV in there.
And it's like...
You can easily step through the glass doors and out onto the balcony and watch the game.
Right. It's basically like they took the walls off of like just a small two-story, two-room unit. It's kind of crazy. And honestly, it looks really cool. It just looks expensive and... Probably your view of the game isn't great.
And they have a bar downstairs. And the pictures, yeah, it actually does look really cool. It's not something I don't know why you would pay for it.
No, it's way too, what's it's, the price tag
well,
on it again?
Considering the price, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How much do you think something like this would go for? It's going for $26,000 to $40,000 per game.
So the only thing I'd say about that is if there's 20 tickets,
God,
then you're basically looking at like, if there's 20 tickets, you're looking at a little bit over $1,000 per person, which I know that's a lot of money. But people will pay $300 or $400 to go to an NFL game. You times that by or multiply that by 2.5, and there you go. Like
what
that, it's a whole different experience.
What do you gain from sitting in there?
Status. You know, you have your birthday party. You tell your friends. You take a bunch of pictures. You put them on the gram. I mean, that's what you gain from sitting there.
And that's a lot of money to watch the Cardinals lose.
Because that's the NFL's dirty secret with like tickets. Like going to the game isn't that great compared to just sitting at home and watching it on TV. Like it's really cool to be close to the action. There's a feel about being in the stadium, but being field level in football doesn't help you see the game. It helps you get close to the players, but if you want to see the game well, you should watch it on your couch.
One of our texters pointed out that the Raiders have unveiled party shacks.
Same idea?
At their stadium. Yeah, so it looks like each space will feature all-inclusive food and beverage games such as ring toss and cornhole, a 55-inch 4K HD TV for fans to watch the early slate of games, a 208-square-foot top deck, a Bluetooth soundbar, and a retractable awning to provide shade.
I mean, sounds all right.
Oh, okay.
I need to see the pictures.
Okay, so these are outside. So this is, like, tailgate. And it's $20,000 per
game. No chance in hell.
And each one fits...
I'm paying $20,000 to party outside the stadium?
Yeah, each one
fits... Go jump in a lake. No.
Fits up to 20 people.
I don't care. Can fit up to 200 people. I'm not paying that to stay outside the stadium.
Now, that may seem high, but according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal...
Oh, they're getting a bargain?
Panos Pappas, Raiders VP of Premium Sales and Service, said there is a market for such experiences, especially in Vegas. He said, people spend that kind of money on one bottle of tequila on the strip on a Saturday night. Is it expensive? Sure it is. But there's a premium that comes with it. You're getting the full experience with it.
But you're not getting the full experience because you're not going in the game.
He says, is it for everybody? It could be. You get all your friends together and you all chip in when you get there. I mean, I don't know.
I think the concept is great for something like the casita. The outside the stadium, no way.
He said that the fans were the ones who suggested this because they don't like, you know, it's too expensive. I would never do it, but I'm sure there's a lot of people, and he's right about Vegas. People spend all kinds of money in Vegas.
Yeah.
But there's like, just set it up for me, set up my tailgate for me and I'll come party.
That's what it is. It's a prearranged tailgate that's ridiculously expensive.
That's pretty good. You won't see Buckley or I at either. Who are college football's youngest and oldest coaches? Wrapping up the Friday Grundle Thumper
on
The Fan.
I believe last year Kenny Dillingham was the youngest. I don't know that he still is.
He is.
Is he?
Yep. Kenny Dillingham is the youngest. And he's of course,
30...
Arizona State.
Four?
He is 34. He was born in, God, bless America. He was born in 1990.
Yikes.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. In fact, he wasn't even in high school when I was.
Dan Lanning is number two at 38.
Yeah.
He was born in 1986. If you must know his birthday, so you can send him a well wish, April 10.
April 10. I'll try to commit that to memory.
Sharon Moore, Michigan.
Okay.
Also 1986, but born in February. And then you have Ryan Walters, the guy at Purdue. He's 38. Oh, wait. Did I say 30? Sharon Moore, 38, born in 1986. Ryan Walters, born January 1986. And then Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame is also 38. So you got a lot of young guys, a lot of under 40s. Now, how many of the old coaches can you name?
We've been losing a lot, it feels like.
Yeah, Saban's gone.
I mean, Harbaugh's out now. He was, I mean, not that he's old.
He's not that old.
But
who else do we lose besides Saban?
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of these, like, older coaches who are the more, like, program figurehead types, they're kind of fading out.
Okay. Well, I'll just give them to you. Okay.
Wait, so you want me to guess the oldest? Is that what we're doing?
Do you know who you can probably guess the oldest. The oldest guy. He is 72 years old. Years young.
72.
Little bloated. But otherwise, seemingly in good health.
A little bloated.
Still out there with the headset on, man.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be mad when I can't get it.
Yeah, he's the new oldest.
The new oldest.
He is entering his
30th. What conference is he in?
He's in the ACC. He's entering his 35th season.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Mac Brown.
Oh, God bless it.
Okay. God, you're an idiot.
I know.
What, bud?
I know the longest tenured.
Who's that?
Do you know the longest tenured?
Probably Kirk Ferentz.
It is Kirk Ferentz.
He's number two. He's 68.
Yeah.
Number three is Kyle Whittingham. Do you believe Kyle Whittingham is the third oldest coach in college football?
It's turning into a young man's game.
He is 64. Looks great.
Yeah.
Totally whip your ass.
Yeah, all of our asses.
Willie Fritz at Houston is 64. I don't know how many people could pick him out of a lineup, but he's a little older.
I could not.
And then Kurt Cignetti, your bro from Indiana.
Oh.
Is fifth. He is 63 years of age.
Kurt Cignetti of Google Me fame.
Google Me, bitch.
That's right. Didn't he? What did he say about that?
Basically, someone asked at like the media day, you know, for people who might not know you or your background, like what could they expect, or why are you the right guy for the job, or something like that. And he's like, I've actually been pretty successful. You can Google me. It was kind of like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who's the last person to say Google me when somebody doesn't know who they are? Is it like Omarosa? Is that something she would say?
Who's Omarosa? Should I know who that is?
She's that bitch who used to work for Donald Trump. She was on the You Fired show, whatever that show
the
was.
Apprentice?
Yeah, she was on there. And then she worked in his, I think she was on his
I do
staff.
Not know who you're talking about.
You don't know Omarosa?
I don't think so.
Big reality TV star. Raging bitch.
Well.
But she's, you know, she's made a bit out of it.
Okay.
Anyway.
I need to look this person up.
You think
up
Suk
now.
Would ever say that? You think he's saying that right now up in Bellingham? Hey, who are you again? Google me.
Google me. Well, yeah, he's...
Google me, bitch.
He's said it before.
Said it before. All right, that's your Friday Grundle Thumper. Let's go. Coming up next, it's in the news, guys. New fun game, count the red flags in this story. And we have a special kind of a-hole to tell you about. But first, here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Oregon, Idaho, tomorrow on The Fan. Coverage begins at 9 a.m. with Center and Saint tailgate. Kickoff not till 4:30. Dan Lanning was on our show yesterday. If you missed that, you can just download our podcast on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's still on demand on the Odyssey app. It's also available on our YouTube stream. You can get it there. All yes. sorts of places.
Yes. And today, later, about an hour, Joey Harrington pops on.
That's right.
More Oregon-Idaho coverage for you. I'm going to ask him today what he thinks a successful season is for the Ducks. So that'd be 5:30. Suk is out today. He'll be back on Tuesday. No show Monday. It's Labor Day. So we're going to party for 3 days, and then we'll be back on Tuesday. Right now, it is August 30, 2024. It's time for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Thank you so much. Today is College Colors Day. So rock chalk with the crimson and blue. You, of course, the green and yellow of Oregon.
Fan. Many different shades over the years.
Yeah. Does that bother you at all?
Yeah, it does. Short answer, yeah.
It does, yeah.
I mean, I think that they are more dialed in now. I think that the kind of Kelly or Apple green that they're leaning into is the one of the better greens they've had in a while. But when they had what was called lightning yellow and thunder green, and the green was kind of like a camouflagey green that went with the bright yellow, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
The Joey uniforms that had like three different shades of green, I didn't like that.
Those were no good. Those were the ones with the numbers that looked like they were duct tape.
Yeah. Well,
I think they were.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a very old man take, but just why can't teams just wear their normal colors?
And I think what Oregon is doing now, they're more bold and they're more crisp, and I like that.
Yeah, but everybody's got a black uniform.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got an all
Oregon
white.
Has a speckled egg uniform.
They do. You know what the most controversial alternative uniform is? And it's not close.
Is it the breast cancer awareness pink uniforms?
No.
Because I know some people really don't like those.
Well, wait, why would you not like, it's for breast cancer.
Of course it is, but there are some people that are like, just because everyone does it doesn't mean you have to do it. It looks dumb, it's not our color, blah, 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 blah. Few people have done that.
No, it's the San Diego Padres City Connect uniforms. Have you seen those? It looks like...
You like them, right?
I actually do like them. Yeah. It's like Miami Vice. It's like pink and hot. Like,
well, I liked when the Miami Heat went with their Miami Vice themed uniforms that were like black with like kind of that ice blue and pink. I think that color scheme is awesome. Works for
I was down with that.
Works for anyone in the beach towns.
It is also how about that? It is also National Beach Day.
Hey,
look at you.
Look at that.
I love a good beach.
Yep.
Never met a beach I didn't like really.
Maybe rocky ones. Like I prefer sandy beach.
Well, that's Italy. Italy has the beach is pretty rocky.
Yeah.
I mean, but small rocks, not like, you know.
Yeah. That was Croatia as well.
Okay, so new fun game. Count the red flags in this story. Clark County Sheriff's Office deputies are searching for a man who is accused of assaulting a family member with a golf club.
Oh.
So that's the first red flag.
Okay.
Deputies responded to a home on Northwest Division Avenue just before 1 a.m. This is another red flag.
Just the time of it, yeah.
Yeah. The man showed up to the home unannounced and hit the victim multiple times with a golf club. The man left the area in a gray Mercedes-Benz. That's weird. And it's believed to be a rental car.
Oh.
Another weird note.
Okay.
The victim, a 36-year-old man, said he believed he had been assaulted by his uncle. He doesn't know?
Well, I guess if the person shows up at like 1 a.m. and you were asleep and they just start beating the hell out of you with a golf club, maybe you don't get a good look at him.
Well, maybe that's what happened, but I picture him answering the door.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And seeing who it was and then getting Tiger
Woods.
Well,
maybe, I mean, I don't know how old these people are. Maybe they didn't have their glasses on. Maybe it was dark. I don't know. I mean...
Well, again, the victim's 36.
If it were your uncle, but...
Well, he didn't know. And then here's another red flag. He was treated at a hospital for cuts to his head and face. What? Okay. Cuts?
Well, like, I mean...
What?
If you get split open by something, that's a cut. Like, if your forehead if you get hit in it, it's going to split, and that'll be a cut. It doesn't mean you got cut with something. Yeah. I get what they're saying, I think.
I don't know. Deputies are investigating the assault. They have probable cause to arrest the suspect for assault in the first degree. The story is developing. Weird story. Red flags everywhere. I don't understand that story.
Speaking of the golf club, did you see the video going viral of the woman in like a Ford Bronco just going crazy on a golf course? Like driving her Ford Bronco all over the golf course?
I did see that. That was in New Hampshire?
Or New Jersey?
New Jersey?
I don't know. It was somewhere in the Northeast.
Yeah. What was going on with that lady?
Or no, Newark, Delaware? Is that it?
Delaware?
I don't know.
Isn't Newark in New Jersey?
Isn't Portland in Maine?
Do you know anything? Yeah, it's a wild video. She runs over a golfer.
She clips a dude, for sure. Almost gets another.
Nice car.
I think Sook's got one.
Was she trying to hunt down her husband who was late?
I think the reports afterwards said that the person was taken for evaluated for like a mental crisis. So,
no way.
Yeah, well. But, I mean, that doesn't mean they weren't really upset at what their husband was doing. Golfing.
How about this special kind of a-hole man by the name of Jack Hauser? He's a Hillsboro man. He's accused of keeping a developmentally disabled victim captive to sell snacks at a shopping center.
What?
While refusing to give him access to shelter and other life necessities. Jack Hauser was arrested and charged with crimes of human trafficking, involuntary servitude, criminal mistreatment, and failing to register as a sex offender. Gross.
Jeez.
Police say he is not related to the victim. He acted as a caretaker for this 26-year-old man with developmental disabilities after the victim's mother passed away. For at least 2 years, he forced the victim to sell drinks and snacks at the exit of a shopping center in Hillsboro. Police say the victim was often required to remain at the location for several days and nights at a time without proper clothing or shelter from the elements. When the victim could leave the location, he was only allowed to sleep in a car or in a garden shed without electricity or running water.
Are we throwing this guy in jail?
God, yes, I hope so.
I hope so, too. That's awful.
I hope he gets his ass beat.
That is awful.
Hauser also restricted the victim's contact with others, his movement, and his access to money and health care. Apparently, the concerned community members who reported the situation to police are the ones to thank for Mr. Hauser being cuffed and stuffed. Crazy. God. Do you want something uplifting?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, well, we'll do that next.
No.
I have a story about a nice crook. And if you're looking for something to do on Labor Day weekend, how about cat videos? Next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. We are careening toward the Hot 5 at 5 today, which I know you love. You're going to get a hot golf update. Joey Harrington, 5:30, Club 1080, then we're out of here for Labor Day weekend. Right now it is in the news for Aug 30, 2024. We've got a story of a nice crook. They are calling him a nice burglar. He was committing crimes up in the Yelm area, which is, I believe, outside of Olympia/Tacoma.
Now, I do have questions. Nice as in he wasn't super destructive, or like he was doing crimes for good?
Well, neither. Here's what he did. A Yelm area burglar who had the time to make a meal, clean up, and point out an appliance that wasn't working is a wanted man in Oregon. Residents of the Clearwood Community Association, a gated community of about 1,300 homes on three lakes southeast of Yelm, reported that the man allegedly broke into homes and a car and tried to break into a garage last week. Sheriff said the man is wanted on an outstanding warrant out of Oregon. He is also, of course, facing potentially new criminal charges. When I arrived Friday morning, I noticed there was a note on my kitchen table, said Eddie Andujo. It says, I needed food badly. I broke into your house. Please forgive me. I ate your food and washed my clothes and showered. Although he broke into the residence, nothing was taken. He made spaghetti. But the funny part is he washed his dishes, so he was a nice crook, I guess. I don't know. And he folded the blankets that he used. says Andujo.
Now, serious question, does that make it better or worse?
Much better.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the
But
Rob?
Then I'm like, if you're courteous to do that, can you just not commit the crime?
Well, he said he was hungry.
Well, I mean, this seems like a relatively considerate person. Like,
hey, look.
Okay.
If here's what I would say. Okay, you're going to get my bleeding heart here. Okay. If somebody broke into my house and there was no damage, I don't know how, it didn't say how he broke into the house, but let's say there's no damage, okay? And they just grab something from the pantry, take a shower, clean up, and leave. I might not even call the cops.
That's not true. I mean,
I'm serious.
I
don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're probably calling the cops.
Now, don't get any bright ideas doing it again.
It's that level of invasion of privacy is not okay. Knock on my door and ask for some food.
Look, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's anything anybody should do. It's just, you know, I think you asked, does it make it better? Way better.
Yeah, it's better than someone like breaking your window and ransacking your place and all that. I mean, I would agree with that.
Andujo said he thought it was a joke at first, but as he surveyed his home, he learned otherwise. My kitchen window was broken. There's glass all over the sink and... Oh, okay, so there... Yeah, there we go.
There's the rub.
We can't have that.
No.
As we read on here. Are you looking for something to do over Labor Day weekend? Like, what are the Buckleys doing?
Let's see. We are probably going to go to the pool tomorrow at...
Nice.
With the in-laws. I think that we are going to go to a barbecue with some friends and some kids on Monday.
Wait, the in-laws are in town?
No. The in-laws, no, my wife's parents, they live here. So they have a pool at their complex, and so we'll go over there for one of the days.
Earlier in the show, you said they lived in L.A.
They used to. When we got pregnant the first time, they moved up here.
Isn't that great?
So when I asked them, they were down in L.A., but then they've since moved up here about... 3.5-4 years ago.
Do they like it?
They do. They really like being near their grandchildren. That's why they moved.
Well, I know, but do they like it here?
Yeah, they do. They were in Utah in between. Utah was too hot. That much we know.
Really? Too hot in Utah?
Yeah. Southern Utah, St. George.
Okay. I hear it's nice down there.
It is. Good golf.
All right, so we're going to a pool. Where is the pool?
At their complex.
Oh,
like
nice.
They're at their condo place. So they have like a community pool.
Yeah.
That we get to use, you know?
Yeah. You scored.
Yeah.
Although I am learning as you get older. You know, I mentioned Meatball is now engaged, and I'm soon to be a grandpa probably. Don't you think? Yeah, they'll probably
It wait. Depends. I mean...
She's young.
That's the thing is, not everyone is just rushing into marrying and having kids right after. I think there's a lot of virtue to being like a young parent, but at the same time, there are plenty of people that want to experience a lot of their life and career first before they do that. So either way.
Yeah.
I would bet it's not right around the corner for you, but, you know.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Tell you what, Nurse Nice, she said it today. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to be a grandma.
Has she already decided what she wants to be called by the grandchildren? Because that becomes a big thing.
She has. She talks about it all the time.
What's she going to be, Dee Dee?
Gigi, I think.
Gigi?
Okay. Is what she said.
Okay.
Yeah, she thinks about stuff like that all the time. It consumes her brain.
I've seen that happen as well.
She's like, what are you going to be? I'm like, I don't know. I think like any good nickname, it should just come.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
You can't just...
But everyone in our family decided what theirs was going to be, kind of.
Yeah, I think women, they do this.
But the funny thing is, ultimately, the kid will do the deciding.
Yeah.
My wife's mom thought she wanted to be Grammy. Very, very simple, straightforward. My oldest son decided one day he was going to start calling her Zsa Zsa. So
yes.
So she is Zsa Zsa to both of the kids.
Well,
now.
That's even better. Like
that's
Zsa Zsa
how it should be.
Gabor.
But it's organic. It's
darling.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
So Grammy, yes, Zsa Zsa.
It should be organic. Now my wife tries to force the issue. She. I've told you this before, but she wants to be a hoot and a holler.
I've heard this. I
and
do
she
recall.
Is, I told her, I'm like, babe, you are not a hoot and a holler. You just aren't. So let's get to work on it. Maybe by the time they have a grandkid, you can be a hootin' and holler, but you got a lot of work to do.
Now, what kind of work would need to be done, or what kind of training do you think she
needs
to go through?
She needs to let stuff go. Like, if you're a hootin' and holler, you got to be fun at all times, right?
A hootin' and holler is not uptight about stuff.
Right, and look, she's great, and I love her. She ain't no hootin' and holler. All right. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, how about cat videos?
No.
The tickets are $15. Just hear me out.
Well, I mean, on the surface, no.
Cat Video Fest 2024 with Catnip Magazine will be on Sunday at 7 p.m. The event time is about an hour and 15 minutes. Tickets are only $15. Doors at 6:30. The experience is catch Catnip Magazine and Cat Video Fest for an all-out cat-tacular pairing. Purchase the magazine on-site before the screening. Thumb through to find favorite kitties and purr along with these incredible videos. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Animal Rescue and Care Fund. Basically, it is a hour and 15-minute compilation of cat videos, of the best cat videos that people like to watch.
I mean, I guess if I were into cat videos and someone were going to put the best ones together and have some fun screening, I might be into that, but that's about six steps further than I'm willing to go.
Well, we are anti-cat here.
Yeah, we are.
We're not big cat guys. But I would say, if somebody did this for dogs, and I got really drunk, I might go. Because I do like dog videos. You don't?
Yeah, no, I do, but
they're
like...
great.
Yeah, I don't know.
But cat videos, whatever. I mean, look, yeah, whatever. It's all about the dogs. Puppy vids. Anyway...
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Look, Sunday, if you don't have anything to do, do that. And that is in the news for August 30, 2024. It's over. All right, coming up next, we got the Hot 5 at 5. Get you caught up on the Tour Championship and some college football tonight. Then we'll discuss, Oregon with Joey Harrington. And we'll get Club 1080 in here. We've got a big debate in the club tonight. What should this man do? We will present that to you. We'll be right back with the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.